T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Jamie Samuelson, Jeff Rieger in for Stoney. Tonight is the big three at Little Caesars Arena. You can see it live on Facebook starting at 6, streaming, and then Fox Sports 1 starting at 7 o'clock. Gus Johnson, Detroit native. Jim Jackson, the Ohio State great. And Michael Rappaport will be on the broadcast. Michael Rappaport is an actor, entertainer, who has just about done everything there is to do. And we are lucky enough to have him on with us right now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for getting up early with us. I appreciate it very much. Me and Rieger are both huge fans of yours. Big Justified fan. I am. Rieger has a ton of movies he wants to ask you about. When people meet you, what do they what do they know you most for? For antagonizing Baba Booey or what?
I mean, you know, I've been fortunate to be making movies and doing my thing for a long time now. So it's not one particular thing. It could be anything from Zebrahead, which I shot here in Detroit, to The Big Three, to, you know, just talking crap on the internet. It's across the board, obviously, movies and television. I'm just happy to be, you know, recognized for something.
Is there one thing that you did in your career that you're the most proud of? I mean, you were in Copland, which is a great movie. I mentioned Justified. My wife and I watched Atypical on Netflix, which second season there starts in August, which is a fantastic show. Is there one thing that stands out for you?
You know, it's hard to say, you know, to be honest. It's like I said, I'm really fortunate and proud to have gotten the opportunities that I've gotten. I've been able to grow, and I've been able to sort of grow up as an adult, you know, on camera, whether it's television or film cameras or even, you know, my own cell phone. It's hard to pick one thing. You know, I know I love doing the Big Three. I love being in Detroit for the Big Three. It's a lot of fun, and it's a real pleasure and an honor, especially with the basketball history of this city and the sports history of this city. You know, I get such a joy out of being the roving sideline reporter for the Big Three.
Hey, Michael, we're going to get to the Big Three, obviously, but I got to tell you, you're kind of a hero of mine because you are part of the greatest video game in the history of video games, Grand Theft Auto 3. I can't tell you how many hours I spent picking up hookers, having the police chase me down, and you're a character in that video game. How cool is that? How long did that take to do?
You know, it took a few hours. It's pretty quick. It's a pretty fun, easy job to get the voice in the video game. I mean, that's definitely something that, you know, stood the test of time. Obviously, Grand Theft Auto has turned into this, you know, iconic game, and, you know, they continue to come out with versions of it. So when I did it, it wasn't as big, and there wasn't the social media of it all to sort of know how people love it, but it's definitely something that people still bring up to me.
We're talking to Michael Rappaport on the Troy Laser Hotline. He's part of the Big Three broadcast, which will be on tonight. Facebook at 6, Fox Sports 1 at 7, Chauncey Billups, Rick Mahorn, Meta World Peace, all in town for the games tonight at Little Caesars Arena. You directed a 30 for 30 about the Knicks and the whole Reggie Miller thing. You're a well-known basketball fan and passionate about the sport. Where do the Detroit Pistons, the Bad Boys, rank in kind of your basketball fandom? Did you hate them? Do they hold an important part of history of the NBA in your mind?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they hold a tremendous part of basketball history. I loved them. I loved Isaiah. I love the battles that in the early 80s that my Knicks with Hubie Brown and Bernard King had against Isaiah, Bill Laimbeer, and Kelly Jepuka before the Bad Boys came into their own. Obviously, you know, I mean, that was a team that was hard not to like, you know, when the Mahorn and, you know, and then Rodman and Vinnie Johnson, a Brooklyn dude. I mean, I don't think anybody hates the Pistons. Even if you hate them, you respect them. I love that team. And Isaiah Thomas is top five favorite athletes of mine in my life. You know, I just love that guy. I just loved everything they represented. I loved all just the toughness, the hard-nosedness. And it's funny because I really feel like the attitude of the Big Three and the style of play, if you were going to compare it to anything, it would definitely be that Detroit Pistons, physical basketball.
Hey, Mike, what's the best thing about the Big Three in your mind? I mean, you guys seem to sell out everywhere. It's definitely taken off. And we had Clyde Drexler in here the other day talking about it. Everybody seems to dig it. Well, what do you love most about it?
You know, for me personally, it's just to be around the guys, you know, to be around the players, Baron Davis and Big Baby Davis and Steven Jackson and Meta and, you know, of course, the coaches, Oakley and Ice, Kervin and, Julius, Irving, the great Dr. J. I'm a kid in a candy store. I am such a fan. Before I started thinking about acting, when I was just a kid, you know, all I dreamed about was playing professional basketball. And to be this close to it is just a thrill for me.
We're talking to Michael Rappaport. He'll be in town tonight. He is in town tonight for the Big Three at Little Caesars Arena. I think the reason why it works for me is, you know, with the 3-on-3 and the half court, if you were to do like a baseball game between guys who retired in the last 5 or 10 years, the drop off would be obvious. Same with football, same with hockey, and really same with this if they played full court. But because it's 3-on-3, half court, the conditioning is not as important as it would be if they were running. And that's why I think the product really works.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and this isn't, you know, the old timers are coaching.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are, you know, 30s, early 40s. Like they're in shape. They never got out of shape. And the level of basketball it's professional. The fans love it. I think, you know, the players are allowed to be a little bit more free in terms of the trash talk, and their personalities are really on display in the league. And I think, you know, especially with the NBA becoming this 365-day-a-year league, this is going to be a part of, summer basketball. You know, I think it's more competitive and more intense than anything in the NBA Summer League. You know, I'm not an NBA hater. I love the NBA. But, it's just a old school, hard nosed, tough, hyper competitive 3-on-3 basketball. And with 3-on-3 becoming an Olympic sport, I mean, this is like the showcase for the United States to become familiar with it.
And Michael, this is exciting for me. So I'm hoping you dish a little dirt here, but you've been in movies with Leo DiCaprio, Will Smith. You were on 4 episodes of Friends. I know you actors always say the actors and actresses you work with are always the best people in the world. But who was the biggest pain in the butt on Friends to work with? Tell us the truth. Rachel, Ross, Monica, who you got?
Probably Ross. He went to Northwestern.
Know, to be honest with you, by the time I got to Friends, those guys were making so much money. I don't think there was any room for you have to be really nuts to not be in a good mood. So. So that was a great cast. They had it figured out, and literally they were showing up with smiles on their faces. So I got nothing, no dirt on any of those guys. It was easy work working on Friends.
All right, Michael Rappaport, he'll be at the LCA tonight for the Big Three. Michael, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys.
All right, thanks. Michael Rappaport with us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.